Well, you won't find it on Seek, but the opposition top job is vacant again for the fifth time in 4 years. National MPs will elect their new leader at Tuesday's caucus meeting. The man in the top job for the minute is Dr. Shane Retty, but he is seen to be in there for just as a stand-in. So far this morning, we've heard Chris Finlayson call the National Party dealings a psychodrama. And he also said that what happened yesterday was beyond human comprehension. Well, hopefully human Janet Wilson can make some sense of it for us. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm not sure I can make sense of madness such as that, but I will try.
Yes, well, you are well placed to do so. You were Chief Press Secretary for Judith Collins until, I think, October last year, having started that position under Todd Muller, and then he was rolled for Simon Bridges, and then you stayed on with Judith Collins. I want to take you back to that time when Judith Collins put out this statement saying that Simon Bridges had been demoted of his portfolios. That was, that's Wednesday night, right? Yeah, 9:30 or so on Wednesday night. What was she thinking?
Yeah, look, I think with Judith, she has only one trick in her playbook. Offence is the best defence. And she has played it well before, and it has worked for her during her tenure as leader. It worked with her in dispelling David Carter as a candidate for the presidency. It worked with Nick Smith and her getting rid of Nick Smith and bringing in Hareti Hapango on the bottom of the list. And it had also worked with the member for Bay of Plenty, Moller, where she just, late night calls were part of her trick. She overplayed her hand this time by bringing out a five-year-old incident that had already been dealt with and claiming that this was a terrible slight against Bridges. Bridges had every right to be angry and upset, but she fired up the caucus in doing so.
I'd be interested in your view, and it has to be speculation because we don't know exactly what was going on in her head, but did she really think that she could dispatch Simon Bridges with this, you know, crass remark he made 5 years ago and hang on to the leadership? Or do you think it was more a case of, well, I'll burn the house down or burn the bridges down as I walk out?
I think it's the former, not the latter, actually. I think in Judith's mind, she is the queen of her world. And being the queen of her world, her chess plays are such that they will always win. And let's be fair to her, they have won for her in the past. So, you know, it's been her leadership hasn't all been failure. Mm. Well, in Judith's mind, it hasn't all been failure anyway.
I want to move on to how you see some of the other candidates in a second, but I'm just interested, given your close-up experience with her, do you think that she could knuckle down now and play a role, or do you think that, you know, she's cocked her goose?
I don't think leopards change their spots, and Judith Leopard does not change its spots. What she'll do is she'll lay low for a while, but the planning and scheming and lack of judgment that was a sort of part of her leadership will come to the fore again. And I mean, she's always been a bit player within that caucus, and she's always been a schemer, so to speak. So I would expect her to be a malignant force on the back bench eventually. I don't think she's going anywhere fast.
Mm. Now, as I say, you held this senior role in the, you know, in the media team for National, so you will have seen a number of these others close up, and I'd like to get your assessment on the contenders. What do you make of Christopher Luxon?
Well, he's viewed within the party as being a risky choice because he's untried and untested. But there is a corollary of all of that, to my mind, in that he's a fresh face and that he brings fresh ideas. And in bringing fresh ideas, he could bring the change that they have so far resisted but need, sorely, sorely need, within that party.
Do you think he's the best prospect, do you?
I do. I do. I think to go back to Bridges, would be a mistake. Now, Bridges has carefully manufactured his resurrection, but in manufacturing that resurrection, he's also shown us why he can't be leader again. He was a good wedge issue politician back in the day, but his personal polling was down and will remain down. And their chances of renewal under Bridges are less than they are under Luxon. This is all risk-taking, right? What the party needs to do is to actually step into the breach in the midst of this debacle and start making the changes that they really, really need to make.
And just quickly and finally, Judith Collins' legacy, in your view?
Look, she took on, and you've got to be fair, this is the one thing you've got to say about Judith. It was said at the time that it was the nuclear option, and it certainly was the nuclear option, but she managed to keep, in the midst of even more turmoil, she managed to keep things on an even keel in those early months. She took them through a campaign. She was reasonably noble in defeat, Judith, I thought. Mm. She promised change, and we didn't see that change. And I think now the time has come that she's gone, that we need to have that change.
Thanks very much for your time. That's Janet Wilson, who was Chief Press Secretary for Judith Collins until October.